This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So what we got here, Lee, is a veritable tinderbox in Minneapolis, given its history. If you remember the history here, Jacob Frey, the liberal lunatic mayor, really got into the George Floyd riots, so much so he turned over a police precinct to the rioters, just let him have it, cleared it out, and let him have it. Hundreds of millions of dollars of damage. And remember, this is Gwen Walz. This is the wife of Tim Walz, talking about what it was like when the protesters were lawlessly rampaging on the streets there in Minnesota, doing millions of dollars worth of damage, and how fun it was and how much she loved it.
I would say those first days, you know, when there were riots, I could smell the burning tires. And that was a very real thing. And I kept the windows open for as long as I could because I felt like that was such a touchstone of what was happening.
The burning tires on innocent people's cars.
Yeah.
That were seized by left-wing lunatics and ticks and burned because they were mad. And you don't want to make them mad because laws are suspended. Norms don't apply. They're special people. They know best. And if, you know, they're mad, your car's in the way, or God forbid you're driving a Tesla, then just burn the thing down.
Yeah, you're just part of the Marxist revolution.
Yep. That's what this is about. And it began to happen again yesterday. At the situation on the ground, and to really get a sense of what happened yesterday, of course, you have to go on X because it's even muted on Fox News. They're just not doing a good job covering it. Have you noticed, by the way, what's going on Fox? I know you watch a lot of Fox for prep. I do, too. Just like to see what they're saying because they're. And have you noticed more and more they're going to and using on the ground reports from what I call like X reporters, just people who have a lot of following on X.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to their local affiliates. They're going to people on the ground who are on X. And they're getting much better news reports out of it. And you're talking about what, you know, Nick Shirley did with that video. I mean, he ran circles around the national media.
Yeah.
Just a kid with a camera, which shows what we could do in this country, okay? But here's what was going on yesterday. So Nick Sorter, who's covered a lot of these ICE protests, was on the ground yesterday in Minnesota. And what happened was, after the shooting of the woman, the crowd started showing up very quickly because the left very much coordinates these things. So they could get people, a lot of people on the spot really fast. And they were using like pepper spray for crowd dispersal to try to protect themselves, as often happens. The crowd surges up to about 1,000. This is a residential area, keep in mind. And we all know what the left does when they get mad. I mean, if you have a nice house, they'll just burn it down. I mean, it's just what they do. I mean, burning tires, you heard the woman. And she's the first lady of Minnesota. So what did they do? Jacob Frey pulled the police back again, so that the feds were left alone to deal with the insurrection. They were initially on the scene and they were pulled back. Fox News refers to this.
Crowds here immediately clashed with the federal agents who were on the scene as they tried to maintain a perimeter of the crime scene. The pepper spray and tear gas came out at that point. The federal agents were pulled from the scene. That diffused the tension for a moment. Ultimately, protesters clashed with local law enforcement. They threw ice balls. They broke out windows of law enforcement vehicles. Ultimately, the tear gas came out again. Local law enforcement stood down, but people keep showing up at that scene. They look like they're about 1,000 strong now at this point.
Did you catch that? Local law enforcement stepped down. All right, let's go to the X reporter, Nick Sorter to find out what happened. He was in the crowd.
Now, keep in mind, though, these people still don't have very much respect for police. Although you see that the police that will back away when they start getting pushback from these leftist agitators that are out there. But the mayor is the one giving those orders, telling them to bail out and leave. So a lot of these police officers want to be able to enforce the law and keep the people in all the. This is a residential area. These people feel very unsafe down here right now because it feels like anarchy.
Well, that's because that's what it is.
So you're hearing what Nick Sorter is saying. He's like, look, Jacob Frey pulled the, you know, Minneapolis police back. They will do this tactically, Lee. We've seen it three times now. The most outrageous one was actually reported by the UK Daily Mail. You remember where all this started in L.A., where the left-wing loons had the ICE building surrounded. They were trying to smash their way in for over an hour. And we would later learn that Liberal Mayor Karen Bass personally went to the dispatch center to make sure the LAPD was not dispatched to save the ICE agents inside the building. And that was, people forget this, but that was when Trump said, I'm sending the National Guard into LA. That's why he did it. Because they will pull back the local police to try to get as much violence, maybe, you know, death, but definitely violence toward ICE agents going as possible. Remember it happened again in Chicago. Remember when those liberal lunatics surrounded the ICE agents who were just in traffic, by the way, rammed their car. They weren't even actually doing anything. Surrounded them in traffic. And once again, the Chicago PD were held back. Can't respond to the scene. So feds have to come in and try to back up the other agents. If they can't help them, they can't get there fast enough, God forbid. Well, the second set of agents were boxed in, driven off the road, and they were surrounded by left-wing loons. They eventually got them under control. So these things are deliberately stoked. This is very tactical. And we saw it again yesterday. We're going to see some more of this in Minneapolis. Again, where Nick Sorter is reporting on the ground, what do they do? When the liberal crowd shows up like that, the Democrat leaders pull back the local police, either to get maximum damage from the rioting, maximum damage to the neighborhood. Nice house, shame if something happened to it. By the way, if your property is too nice, you're probably an oppressor. And so you deserve to lose it anyway. Plus, if we get mad, we have a right to burn anything we want. They foment the violence by tactically and deliberately pulling back police. And again, this is something we've seen from Jacob Frey before, the mayor, when he deliberately abandoned the police precinct, which was then destroyed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So this is all very coordinated, like a theatrical production.
And wonder how those 1,000 people just happened to show up in this residential area where this incident happened.
Like that. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks asking that.
Yeah.
But look, it's the whole thing was very coordinated. You heard Kristi Noem talk about that, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, that they had been harassing these ICE agents, following them, trying to block them with their cars, calling them Nazis. Well, this is interesting. This is a witness to the shooting. This is from online. And she's actually taking this. This is interesting. She's actually taking the side of the woman who was shot. But she, accidentally makes the case for ICE. She's talking about the woman who was shot in her car. And right now the left is spinning this as she was just, you know, an innocent bystander. She was just documenting, you know, what was going on. She is just watching, you know, when she was attacked. No, listen.
They clearly wanted her out of there because she was the main car leading the protest, is my understanding. I talked to another guy who was driving behind her, but she was very successful in blocking traffic. She was doing what she was set out to do, and so they wanted to get her the hell out of there.
So it looked like she was impeding ICE vehicles.
Definitely, yeah. Okay. That was her goal.
So that matches what Kristi Noem is saying. This is the leader of this. This woman has been doing this all morning long. She's been tactically using her vehicle as a weapon. And she thinks she's making a, you know, anti-ICE argument. See, they just want to get her out of the way. Where does this idea come from that if I don't like what the cops are doing, I can just insert my car into the situation? This is bizarre to me.
Well, it doesn't always work out well. There's a case in Pickens County today, in fact, where a person is accused of trying to run over somebody in a parking lot, and they were arrested. Now, there was not gunfire involved, but you have a similar situation. You have a person using a vehicle as a weapon, and, you know, the person that they were trying to run over didn't shoot them, but they tracked them down and they're arrested and charged with attempted murder.
I mean,
that happened here.
Yeah, no, I mean, it happens regularly. You cannot use your vehicle as a weapon. One of the things you'll see if you watch police videos is sometimes when somebody's pulled over by the police, reckless driving, drunk driving, whatever, they've committed a crime, family members will show up.
Yeah.
Now, because the cell phones on the side of the road, the family, you know what they will do? They will do the stuff. Actually, that happened with the NFL player who was pulled over on his way to practice. He was driving too fast. Mm-hmm. Another one of his friends pulled up and was like, "What's going on, officer?" He got put in cuffs.
Yeah.
They aren't going to let your family negotiate and argue with the police and impede what they're doing either. I mean, this is standard police work, but the left suddenly seem to think they should be exempt from it.
Well, of course.
So I guarantee you that Antifa is now surging on Minneapolis. They are coordinating with the Democrat leadership, just like in L.A. The police will be pulled back. You're going to see massive crowds of people who are not even from Minneapolis. They're all headed there now to do violent street protests. Just as the White House announces, it has found the funding network behind, it's all Democrat run, behind Democrat donors, the $100 million funneled into Antifa protest and political violence across America. So this is very coordinated. It's very funded.
Well, you've got Donald Trump and Republicans for law and order. You've got Democrats for unlawful behavior and disorder.
You know, I got to tell you, one of the most fascinating elections is going to be the midterms.
Yes, it is.
I mean, Democrats aren't hiding it anymore.
No.
They used to lie and say, "Hey, no, we'll cut down on crime better than Republicans. We'll, you know, we'll increase prosperity, jobs better than Republicans." They're not doing any of that. They are in your face throwing in with criminals.
Yeah.
What are the American people going to do? Historically, the party in charge almost always loses the midterm. Very few times that hasn't happened. Let's see what Americans do. This is one big IQ test, America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.